This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Vermont Book Award is entering its fourth year, and the prestigious honor for work of outstanding literary merit by Vermont authors has a new twist in 2018. Here to tell us about what that is Micaiah Galt, who's been the editor of Hunger Mountain now for 7 years, and she's also the program director for the MFA in Writing and Publishing at Vermont College of Fine Arts. And she is herself an author whose fiction has appeared in a number of literary magazines. Micaiah, it is great to speak with you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first off, how has the nomination process for the Vermont Book Award worked in the past?
Sure. Well, until now, nominations have been made entirely by a nominating committee of the independent booksellers of Vermont, and also publishers could nominate.
But now, in 2018, something's different. What's new about the process this year?
That's right. This year, for the first time, we're opening up the nominations to the public. We've always seen the prize as a celebration of the literature of Vermont, and part of that celebration involves the readers of Vermont. And we know that readers have valuable opinions about the work that needs to be recognized. So we wanted to invite them into the process from the beginning.
So what's the criteria here?
To be eligible for the Vermont Book Award, this year a book needs to be published in 2017. It needs to be written by a Vermont author and published by a press. And it can be nominated in one of four categories: fiction, creative nonfiction, poetry, or children's literature. And really what we're looking for, we want to award the prize to a book that is of excellent, excellent literary quality.
Well, so far, and I have to, full disclosure here, I've been part of this process before. I was honored to be a judge a couple of years ago for the award. I can tell you that every book that was nominated, there was a lot of hand-wringing because they were all so good.
That's right.
I mean, Vermont's really just got a wealth of wonderful authors in many different genres. How about the nominating process? How do people go about doing this?
Well, we have a form on our website. So the prize is run by the Vermont College of Fine Arts, and people can go to the website and find the Vermont Book Award pages there. There's a form that they can fill out. It'll ask if they're a bookseller, a publisher, or a reader, and then they can put in the information about the book they want to nominate. It's as easy as that.
And there will be any number of authors considered for the big prize? I mean, are you putting a limit on how many nominations there will be? Or
no, I mean, as many as are eligible and are nominated. We've found that there are usually anywhere from 40 to 50 eligible books a year. So some of those will be nominated, and then our team of judges will have to decide on the finalists and ultimately the winner.
And speaking of that team of judges, that will be pretty much the same as it's been in the last 4 years or so. How many judges will you have, and who are they comprised of?
Right. Well, we have 8 judges total, and every year it's a new panel of judges, but made up of writers, readers, professors, teachers, librarians, booksellers, you know, just the sort of stakeholders in the literature of Vermont. So this year we have a really stellar team. We have poets Bianca Stone and Allison Prine. Allison was a finalist last year. Fiction writers Maria Hummel and Megan Mayhew Bergman. We have for judging CNF Joy Warland and Hugh Coyle. And then for children's literature, Aaron Starmer and Elizabeth Bloomley.
And I think a lot of those judges are going to have to overcome maybe their natural bias for, let's say, children's literature, because you have to consider all these genres you spoke about before. They're all going to compete against each other for that one final winner.
That's right. So while we do announce finalists in each of the four categories, in the end, the judges have to work together to choose one winner. And it's a challenge, but it's been kind of a magical experience in the past. The judges have been able to reach consensus and have felt really good about the book that they've chosen for the last 3 years.
Yeah, in sports, that's called a good problem to have. That's
right.
You've got so many great things to choose from.
Yeah.
Johnson State Professor of English Jensen Beach won the award last year for his short story collection Swallowed by the Cold. What is the prize for the winners other than the great honor and the prestige that goes with it?
Sure. Well, there's a $5,000 cash prize. And then we also commission an artist to create a physical award every year, usually in a new medium every year.
And all this culminates with the big award ceremony in Montpelier.
That's right. That'll be September 22nd, the Vermont Book Award Gala at Vermont College of Fine Arts.
All right. So VPR listeners, start your reading and start your nominating. Go to the VCFA website. We'll have a link on our webpage, vpr.net. Makai Galt is the program director for the MFA in Writing and Publishing at Vermont College of Fine Arts, also the editor of Hunger Mountain. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.